basically what I was, we talked last week, praise. And I was going to bring joy and faith together. Because the Bible says, without
faith,
it's impossible to please Him. Amen? But then there's, how many know that, and it also says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. And if we're fighting a good fight, what's a good fight?
You
win, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to thinking about fight the good fight of faith, and then I got to thinking about joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
And everywhere I've been since Rhema, we talked about it over in Newark. Strength, joy.
Right.
Joy. And we've got to have joy in these days.
Yes.
When I think about what's going on in this country.
Amen.
And if you get caught up in what's going on in this country, you can lose your joy real quick.
Yeah. Amen.
Because there's a lot of things going on we don't like.
Right.
But oh, I praise God that because of who we are and who we belong to, and Christians beginning to pray.
Amen.
And stand up for who they are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because of that, things are beginning to turn in this country.
Amen.
I made a statement last week. I said, you know, this country is unlike any other country in the world. And these that are trying to change it don't understand one thing. This wasn't just something that just happened. Men didn't come together and put this country together.
Amen.
This was a God idea planted in the hearts of men.
That's right.
This country was planted, a God idea planted in the hearts of men. And we began this country based on two things. Number one, the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We wanted religious freedom.
Right.
Praise God. To be able to study the Word of God the way it should be studied. And the other thing, it was based on the Constitution of the United States, which was based on the Word of God.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
And that's a God thing.
Yes.
And it's a God idea, and it cannot be taken away from us. Because, listen, what God begins and what God does, God is not a failure. God doesn't produce any failures.
Amen. Amen.
And this country's not going to fail.
Amen. Amen.
And I know it's not going to fail. I'm praying, but we're all praying. And the body of Christ is beginning to wake up.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And I like that. Because we're going to see some things that we've never seen before.
Amen.
We're getting to wrap this thing up, and He's coming soon. But as I was looking at that, there's one thing. That it says, fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And many people, when it comes to fighting faith, they don't know what they're fighting. Because here's what begins to happen. How many know there's an enemy of faith?
Mm-hmm.
He's out there trying to stop us. Every time we take a step forward to Him, He's trying to stop us.
Amen. Amen.
And what He's trying to do, He's trying to get us to look into the natural. And fight the things. Because listen, the only place the enemy can attack you is in your mind. And He's the God of this world. So He has control of the natural world around us.
Right.
And that's where He's going to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
He can't attack you anyplace else.
Right.
We got to stay in faith. But here's the deal.
Right.
What He does, fight the good fight of faith. And many are out there fighting, but they're not fighting the fight of faith.
Amen.
Because the enemy's got them looking at their lack. He's got them looking at sickness. He's got them looking at problems. He's got them looking at things coming against family. I mean, personal relationships. And so he's got many fighting the wrong things. Thinking they're fighting the fight of faith.
Amen.
And that's not what it's all about. Not at all. He said, fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Now, faith can be tied to, well, one thing we know faith is tied to, it's tied to love. Because the Bible says, without the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. And it also says, faith worketh by
love.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
I am going someplace here. I'm going to leak it someplace. Faith worketh by love. I got to get back to the Bible. That's where I got to get to. Here's the Bible. That's where I'm going. And let me get to Romans 5. 5. And no. Did I say Romans 5? No. I'm going to Galatians 5, folks.
Okay.
I'll get there. If I can find Galatians. There we are. 5:23-22. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I'm going to look at those verses. I'm going to do a comparison. I want you to see something about this. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes.
There is no law against these.
Amen.
That's why we got to walk in love. But now I want to come right on down here, and I want to read you what it says in the Passion Translation. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its various expressions. Joy that overflows. Peace that subdues. Patience that endures. Kindness in action. A life full of virtue. Faith that prevails.
Wow.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Gentleness of heart and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless.
Right.
And when I think about faith, when I think about fighting the good fight of faith, I want you to understand the quality of faith that's within love. It's limitless. There's nothing we can't do.
Praise the Lord.
There's nothing we can't do because we're not limited by anything.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
We're not limited by anything.
Amen.
Amen to that.
And I like that. But I got to thinking about people fighting the wrong things. And many times we get caught up because how many ever get up a day and all of a sudden the day starts going a different way than what you want it to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the enemy knows that.
Amen.
You're a believer.
Amen.
You're born again. You know, if Jesus comes back today, you know where you're going.
Amen.
That's not a problem.
Right.
But he doesn't want you to have victory down here.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
And if he can hold us in this realm, what we see, feel, take, he can stop us.
Amen.
He's got us fighting, but we're fighting the wrong thing. What did Jesus do on the cross? He won a victory for us.
Yes, he did.
All those things that the enemy is trying to get us to fight for and call it faith is what Jesus died for.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I begin to see just a little bit. Fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Well, how do I know when I'm in faith? I mean, there's got to be a way to know whether you're in faith or not. There's a lot of people that think they're in faith and they're not in faith. Oh, praise God. I don't mean that we can't stand against these things. We have the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen?
Right.
We do have the power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That's part of who we are and what we have in Him.
Yes.
But if He keeps us over there always fighting one battle after another battle, there's something wrong. When we're going into battle, what are we thinking? Well, listen to what you're saying.
Right.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Right.
And so you'll know whether or not you're in faith. But here's another thing. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll start with about verse 10. Yeah. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Yes.
The joy of the Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is what?
Our strength.
Our strength. Then I want you to go down to about verse 16. Because we're talking about faith this morning. We're talking about strength. And look what it says here. And I'm going to do a comparison here because I've got the one thing I want here. Let's see. And I think it's down here in, yes, the Passion Translation, verse 16 says, in every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield. Shield yourself in faith.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Hallelujah.
The love of God's been shed abroad in your heart.
Yes.
And so we're to shield ourselves in faith as we go. Well, what happens when we're shielding ourselves in faith? It'll produce something in our life. It produces joy.
Right.
What I'm getting at is simply this. How do I know if I'm fighting the right battle or not? I know because of my joy. I don't have to work up joy.
Amen.
It's nothing I do. It's something within me, praise God. It's down here because of who I am, who I belong to, and what I have.
Yeah. Amen.
And I don't have to fight in that battle.
Amen.
I'll give you examples in a moment. Remember Jehoshaphat?
Yeah.
Amen.
And he was, the enemy was coming against him. And the prophet of the Lord said, hey, you don't have to fight in this battle. For he said, the battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
See, when the battle is the Lord's, then what do we believe? We believe the word of God.
Amen.
We believe the word of God.
Yeah, amen.
And if the battle is His, it's not ours.
Amen.
And then Jehoshaphat did a very strange thing the next day when he went out to go to battle. Remember what he did? He put the army out there, but he put the singers and the praisers in front. And they went out to do battle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He put the singers and the praisers in the front and he went out to do battle. When you're in the middle of the battle, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking of the battle you're having to fight? Are you thinking about that thing that Satan's coming against you? Or are you got your hands in the air? Are you praising the Lord?
Amen.
If you're going into battle, go into battle making sure your joy is full.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Trying to think of another scripture here that I had written down. Good, let's see. Romans. Let me look here just 1 minute. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But it's not in that we fight a battle.
Thank you.
And we look into the natural. We got to live. The Bible tells us to live in the Spirit.
Amen.
If that same Spirit that dwells, dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal bodies.
Yeah. Praise.
The only battle we are required to fight, according to the Word of God, is the fight of faith.
Right.
And when I've got the Word of God, and the Word of God is final authority, and if you haven't got to the point where the Word of God is final authority, you can't fight this battle.
Amen.
Because you'll be looking at the problem.
Amen.
And that's another way you know whether or not you're in faith or not.
Amen.
Now it doesn't mean that we don't have serious situations come up against us, and it doesn't mean that he can't attack us and say, I've got you now, it's all over.
Amen.
Because you've got what? You know they don't have a cure for that. That'll grab your attention.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what you do. You measure it by the Word of God.
Yes.
You measure it by what you got on the inside of you.
Yes. Amen.
And when he says it's not going to happen, you get that joy stirred up on the inside of you.
Amen.
You begin to praise God. And you begin to seek God. And you begin to praise Him and thank Him. Because you know you know what's coming about.
Amen.
Joy.
Lord.
Joy.
Amen.
I'm going to try this one. The thing wasn't, well, I can't go there because that wasn't where it was. Okay. Go back here. Just a minute. Oh, I got to get to the right place. 13. Well, that's a good one, but it's not where I want to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of the law. That wasn't where I was thinking. But anyway, what I'm wanting you to understand is the battle of the day. And we're in the last days.
Amen.
We're talking about what God has called us to do. We're talking about the very fact that we're talking about sending laborers out. We are the laborers.
Amen.
We are to be out there.
Amen.
And we've talked about this before. Labor, harvest costs money.
Amen.
And so we got to be prepared to spend a little bit. Now, listen to me. If you don't have it, you can't spend it.
Amen.
So God's not going to ask you to spend $1 million if you don't have it.
Amen. Amen.
But He is going to ask you to put something in.
Mm-hmm.
For this harvest. And I got to thinking the other day. And it was last Wednesday night. And this is a little bit off subject, but I'm going to bring it up. How many of you have desires? And I'm not talking about desires, spiritual desires. I'm talking about desires that you want something in the natural.
Yeah.
There's natural things you want. I got them too. In fact, I get some time. I'm looking at it all the time. I get online and I'm looking at Model A Fords.
Yeah.
I've got a desire.
Amen.
But God dropped something in my heart the other day. Okay, we were talking about giving on Wednesday night, and I brought this up. You know, many people think that they've done a lot when they've given 10%. Well, that's what God requires.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
God requires us to give 10%. If we've done, have we fulfilled what He asks us to do?
Amen.
Yeah, but He also says give offerings, doesn't He?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the problem with getting that attitude, well, of 10%, we get caught up under the law. And that's where the enemy wants to hold us, under the law. And we think, I've done 10%, I've done my duty, that means I've got 90% I can spend wherever I want to spend. But there's a problem with that. And here's the problem. God owns it all.
Amen.
So that other 90% isn't necessarily for us to spend just the way we want to spend it. Oh, we got to take care of our needs. And He understands that. But what are we doing with that? And then I began to look at testimonies and people would begin to say, well, there's one guy I'm thinking about. He had a business and he was about $50,000 a year coming in. And I don't know how long ago this business was. $50,000 isn't a lot of money for business these days to bring in for the year. But he was able to give out of that $17,000. Sounds like a lot of money. About 35%, something like that. He had a business doing $50,000. But he had somebody challenging him, well, why don't you give $100,000? Give $100,000? Well, you know, I just had my business is only done. How can I give $100,000? I'll tell you how you give $100,000. You begin to trust God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You begin to trust God,
mm-hmm.
And you begin to do. And so he challenged him. And so He went on this thing. I don't think he did it. I don't think he got it there next year, but within 3 years, I think it was, and I may have my thing on, he gave $100,000. He began to give. Listen, all things are possible with God.
Amen.
Now, I've got a question for you. We're talking about your joy this morning.
Amen.
What do you think it would do for you when you're giving to God? Yeah, you've got desires and you've got things you want, but you begin to give more and you begin to give more and you accept the challenge. And so I'm not going to give, I don't care, I'm just using 10% because that's what the law requires, what the Bible, the tithe, that's the New Testament. But stopping there, you haven't done anything. And so that he began to increase that and began to increase that.
Amen.
And take the challenge. And so I was thinking about that. Okay, God, you know my desire. And that's just one of my desires. I mean, first thing we're going to do is, I live in a paid for house. I just want you to know that. I want the devil to know that too. It's paid for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And not only paid for, it, once it's paid for, it's going to be decorated the way we want it decorated. Amen? But you see, if I keep looking at that, and I'm asking God, I'm believing God for that, and that's something out here I can touch, feel, it takes me off of where I need to be. He said, fight the good fight of faith. If he keeps me fighting there, I'm not doing what he's called us to do.
Amen.
See what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
So it all ties in together. So I began to look at it. Well, that Model A Ford, okay, and God just seemed to say, well, why don't you just trust me? You begin to give to me more. Begin to give to me. Don't worry about your desires.
Amen.
They're there. I mean, you can express them and you can thank me for them.
Amen.
But don't go to plan B and plan C and, you know, and try to bring them in. Challenge yourself.
Amen.
On your giving. It does something to your joy.
Amen.
Full of joy, full of faith. Amen. I'll say it this way. If you don't have any joy, you don't have any faith.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They work together.
Yes.
Amen.
Full of joy means full of faith. So you want to know whether or not you're in faith?
Amen.
Check up on your joy.
Amen.
Is it joy from down in here? Or is it artificial joy? You know, we can get happy and thinking about our desires.
Amen.
Man, when I see a Model A Ford, I get happy.
Amen.
But I'm going to have joy when it's mine.
Amen.
But God says, listen, I'll give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
But he challenged me to start giving.
Amen. Amen.
Is that making any sense?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
See, and what he's saying to me, to all of this, is not just that, but here we are as a group. We're still, praise God, shouting grace to our new building.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to continue to shout grace
Amen.
To our new building.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Because it's ours.
Yes.
But he's going to produce it.
Amen.
But you know what? As we're going forth and into the harvest, and we're spending money in this harvest.
Amen.
And we're giving abundantly above and beyond.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He's going to produce a harvest abundantly above and beyond.
Amen.
And I believe he's going to produce the desires of our heart.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're not alone in this. We're not the only people believing this.
Yes.
But I saw something. Because, man, I get to thinking, well, how did these people get to where they are? Well, I think they got there because they got there because their giving
Amen.
Became a real factor in their life.
Amen.
And their giving produced a joy in their life.
Amen.
That's right.
And their joy worked with their faith and the love of God. And it's there's no end to it.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Another man I heard about, He was planning on retirement. He was 59 years old. And they were looking for a home on the lake or something like that. And they were planning on retirement. He wasn't quite there yet. He had a few years before retirement, but he was planning ahead. God began to challenge him. He gave him a heart for missions. Missionaries. And so they began to sow into missions like never before. They set aside retirement because their heart became mission, and they went on the mission field. God gave them the desires of their heart.
Hallelujah.
See, all I'm saying is this. Let God challenge you.
Amen.
Praise God. I mean, I'm looking at things and I'm seeing things. And listen, now we've got things we need to do around here. And one of the things we got to do, and we're working on this, because how many know summer's coming?
Amen.
We need air conditioning in here. And it was by an unfortunate thing that the air conditioning's been taken away, but we're believing God that it's all taken care of. And I've got to get back with my guy, and we'll see, because I think he's going to be able to help us out. But we need to believe for the insurance.
Yes.
To take care of that, because that's really their responsibility. Because it was because of the roof, it was damaged because of the storm a few months back, that we have this problem. But now we got to walk in love.
Amen.
And we got to walk in love in this situation, because the air conditioning guy that came out to take the air conditioning off the roof didn't do things right. See, and I'm talking about this faith fight. When we get to fighting, we got to keep ourselves in the area of faith, love, and joy.
Yes.
And not fight that thing.
Amen.
God saw that happening.
Yes.
And God sees us walking through that in victory. I call that air conditioner paid for in the name of
Jesus.
And it'll keep the joy up.
Right.
And that's how we got to look at these things. Because the enemy wants us to look at the problem.
Amen.
I don't see a problem. I see an opportunity for joy. I see an opportunity to praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's why I know where I'm standing in faith.
Amen.
And then I brought up another thing last week. Man, I clean the church. I don't mind cleaning the church. Like I said, listen, my first job as associate pastor was back there cleaning the restroom. I didn't even get to set foot on the pulpit and greet the people. I had to go back and clean the restroom.
Amen.
And it grew from there. So I'm not opposed to that. But I was cleaning these pews, and they're hard to clean, and they're showing wear, and they're just not, they're not clean in a way. And they're not comfortable. I'm just going to say it like it is. Anybody agree with me? They're not comfortable. They're okay. They're better with the padding we got than what they were without the padding. I'll say that, but they're not what God wants us to have. So I got some information on chairs. We're going to have chairs. God's able to do it, isn't he?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to see these things. But God is changing our attitude towards giving. Therefore, he's giving us an opportunity to be full of joy and stand in faith.
Yes. Amen.
Am I making any sense this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, there's desires I've got. And when I look at those desires, I'm like, oh Lord, how can I do it? But the Bible says, nothing is impossible with God.
Hallelujah.
And God wants you to have your joy full.
Amen.
God wants you to have your joy full. And I said last week one thing. This is all, faith is in the doing.
Amen.
See, we can talk about this all day long. And just talking about it will not produce anything. It's in the doing.
Amen.
And James says this, be ye a doer of the word and not a hearer only.
Right.
Because if all you are is a hearer and not a doer, you deceive yourself. And when you walk away and you forget who you are, and he compared it to a mirror. Anybody get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror? We do it every morning, don't we?
Amen.
Unless we didn't get out of bed.
Sometimes you want to go back.
But you look at yourself in a mirror and you walk away and you forget who you are.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the way to not forget who you are in Jesus Christ is to make sure your joy is full. And that means praising the Lord. And when you come up against, listen, when you come up against those things in the natural, when you come up against that shortage, or when you come up against that sickness, or when you come up against that relationship that isn't quite right.
Amen.
And the devil wants to hold you in that bondage of that thing. What you need to do right then is begin to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank Him. And begin to thank Him. Praise Him. Not that you're in that situation, because here's the one thing you've got to understand about things that come against us in the natural. Because some people think, oh, listen, trials come to make us strong. That's a bunk and baloney. If trials came to make you strong, we'd all be strong.
Amen.
The Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you. But he all goes on to say that God doesn't tempt you with those. And he cannot be tempted with the same. God isn't going to... You know what God's going to tempt you with? Goodness. Abundance. And how are you going to get goodness and abundance? Because you're going to learn to do the giving beyond.
Amen.
I'm not giving them what I own. When I found out, listen, and one couple said it, when we found out that God owns that 90%, because it used to be in giving, listen, it used to be giving, we gave our 10% of it, but and then when it came to giving above that, we were looking again at the natural and the things around us, and well, can we do that? We own that. They were trying to possess what God owned.
Amen.
What I'm saying to you is, when you see that God owns that 90%,
amen.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
When God owns that 90%, then when he says, go do this, go do that, it won't hurt you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's a challenge.
Amen.
Then you've heard this preached too, and it's a lie from the pit of hell. Give till it hurts. No, we don't give till it hurts. We give because we're full of joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our joy is running over.
Yes. Amen.
And my God says, I'm able to supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It's His in the first place, and He says, I'm going to supply everything that you have need of.
Amen.
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 I'm telling you, these things are beginning to change the way I'm thinking. Because it's doable.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord.
Nothing shall be impossible unto you if you believe.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, we got to believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Look what it says over in Romans chapter 4. I'll wrap this thing up. I know it's a little bit behind, but I get excited about this stuff. Because this is fresh and new, and God is just, it's all over the inside of me. Let's begin with 4:17. And you know the story. That is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life, and who creates new things out of nothing. Even when there was no reason for hope, what does the Bible say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
Even when there was no reason for hope, that is in the natural. And when we've come up against those problems in the natural, and the enemy's got us focused on those things in the natural, and all we're looking at is it's impossibility. If he can hold us in that realm, he's got us.
Mm-hmm.
But notice what it said here. Abraham kept hoping, believing. I'm looking at another translation here. I think it's right here. Or it's we call Abraham father, not because he's got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody.
Amen.
Anybody ever felt like a nobody?
Uh-huh.
You ever get does it ever get so heavy once in a while? Things that you're looking at out here just like looks like it's impossible, and you know, I'm a nobody anyway. It won't matter if I don't make it.
Amen.
Listen, fight the good fight of faith. A fight of faith is one you win. God has no failures.
Amen.
God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we're always reading in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as father of many people. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he dared to trust God or believe God, have faith in God.
Amen.
Trust God, have faith in God to do what only God could do.
Amen.
If we're going to trust God to do only what God could do, that ought to send our joy up the ladder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we're trusting Him.
Amen.
Amen. He dared trust God to do what only He could do. Raise the dead to life with a word. Make something out of nothing. Do what? Make something out of nothing. What do you got? Oh, nothing. Let God make something out of it. No, you've got something.
Amen.
But I'm what are you saying? It when it looks impossible. Make something when it looks impossible. There's no chance of it. There's no way it's going to happen. No, God made something out of nothing. If you can believe that, because you believe.